Well, I think, I mean, I think that there is, any, like we can see that we're in the middle of a housing crisis, we're in the middle of a homeless crisis, and there is so many vacant and derelict properties around the country. And I think that the problem with short-term rents, and I've been on with you before, Catherine, about this, is that it's not properly regulated. So, like, you know, at the moment, if you're living in a population, or if you're living in a rent pressure zone, and the only one in Sligo County would be Sligo Town, that you have to apply for planning permission for change of use if you're renting it out for longer than 90 days per year. But I suppose I would argue that, you know, like there's, so that's taking out like a lot of the populations, we'll say, like in Ballyshannon, Bundoran, a lot of our coastal homes, Enniscrone, Eastquay, that, you know, that there is coastal communities, we'll say, in the winter that are really affected by this. Like if you look, I even looked up today on like, on, we'll say on property.ie, there's 7 homes for long-term rents in Sligo, none in Bundoran or Ballyshannon, and 5 in Leitrim, where there's 8 pages of Airbnb. You know, and like, not all of them I know that are suitable for homes, but a lot of them are. But so I think there has to be proper regulation around it. And like, we want to avoid the situation where we see in the Canary Islands of protesters, you know, targeting tourists. And like, of course there is a space for short-term rents, and, you know, of course they're at within the tourist section, but I think it has to be properly regulated.
And you obviously feel then the likes of protests and boycotts are a step too far then?
I do, yeah. I think it is a step too far because I think we depend on, like we rely on tourism a lot. And the last thing you want is pitting tourists against local people because of the government's failure to build houses or to have proper rules around vacancy and dereliction. You know, and I think that, so it's again, it's taking the focus off of the problem is the government's failure over the last 50 years to properly build houses, you know, build social and affordable houses. I think, and there are concerns, like it's particularly around the Gaeltacht areas, and I know that, like, they would look to Wales as an example for having, you know, having conditions that we say, oh, Doris O'Gaeligan might be responsible for building houses in their area for people that actually want to come back and, like, you know, local native people that want to come back and to, you know, settle down and live their own lives there. And because of too many, I suppose, short-term rents or holiday homes, that this is stopped, you know, they're being prevented from doing so. So I think there is room for particular areas, I can say, that there is a completely, too many, I suppose, holiday homes in Gaeltacht areas, which then schools are closing down because there's no one living there during the winter, and it is affecting communities. So I think we need to look at other models, in particular coastal areas and particular Gaeltacht areas.